Hey everybody, and welcome to the Friday Night Beer Blog 2023 version, volume one.
Bam!
We made it all the way to 2023. Yeah, we've been through Christmas, we've been through New Year since we last did a Friday Night Beer Blog, so it's kind of like it's been months and months, right?
No. We're in the middle of the season right now.
In the middle of what season?
The season, like, for giving you stuff. Yeah, because there's, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
The season of Leslie?
Yeah. And then now, you know, there's your birthday and then Valentine's Day.
Then just Mother's
like,
Day.
Yeah, and it's just like, bam, 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 bam.
Every day is Leslie Day.
Yeah. I'm like... I enjoyed my rest period.
Okay. Well, are you ready to do the Friday Night Beer Blog?
Yeah.
Okay. Hang tight. Here we go. Hey, friend. Welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. All right, we're here for the Friday Night Beer Blog. This is the, do you know what number this is, Mike?
Number one.
Of the year, yes. This is the 90th Friday Night Beer Blog that we have been on the mic for. We started it during the pandemic, sitting on the back deck, me just reading the blog to you so you could tell me how awesome it was. And then, then the pandemic was over and we just kind of kept doing it. And here we are. But the reason that I mainly read my blog to you, you weren't reading it, is because why, Mike?
Because I don't like to read.
Because Mike doesn't like to read. And there are a lot of people out there that just would rather not read a blog. They'd rather have someone read it to them. And so I'm here for you, friends. I'm here to read you my blog. Now, I've been in the middle of a website update for, seems like, forever. It really hasn't been forever, but it feels like forever. And the last piece is actually up at leslielmcshane.com. The last piece that's not up is the blog section. And that is because everything had to be migrated over from my old website to my new website. And Tech is not my middle name.
You're making it your middle name, though, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm trying. I am pushing all the buttons to see, does this work? Does this work? Does this
That's
work?
That's the problem. You're pushing all the buttons.
Yeah. Well, the fine woman that helped me with my website is on vacation this week. So when she gets back next week, I'm hoping that she's going to be able to help me format it so that it's not all out of whack. But I will tell you that I was able to create the blog and publish it on my new site, but that page is not viewable, and I just don't know how to make it viewable other than that. So at some point, you are going to be able to read it. So this week's Friday Night Beer Blog is brought to you by whom, Mike?
Mm-hmm. Mile Wide.
Really? If you've been listening for a while, you know that Mile Wide Beer Company here in Louisville, Kentucky, where we live, is our favorite brewery. Mm-hmm. And so what are we drinking tonight, Mike?
Centauri, I think. It's a new IPA. It's the first time I've ever had it. First time I think they've made it.
Oh, I'm looking at a can, but it says Mookie.
Yeah, that's the second one.
That's
the
second one.
We're on beer two now.
We are. So even though, and I will tell you, I was going to go dry January this year like I did last year, but
I thought about it for like a fraction of a second.
Nanosecond.
I contemplated maybe a half day. And then yeah. I was like, screw that.
You know, to really go dry January, I mean, you got to be all in. And I was last year and I was able to do it. And I wasn't all in at the beginning. So I decided, instead of going dry, I'm going to change it more to
drier.
A dry-ish. How's that?
It's even looser. I love it.
No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut in half or more the beer that I'm drinking, but not just for January. I'm going to go through 3 months, because I feel that at the 3 month mark, if I've been able to cut in half, then I might be able to continue. Kind of like when we started drinking half decaf coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was hard at first, mm-hmm. but you know, you do it for a while and then that's all you do.
Mm.
So yeah, we started drinking half calf coffee when I was pregnant with Ian. That was nearly 26 years ago. So anyway, are you ready for this week's Friday Night Beer Blog, Michael McShane?
Absolutely.
You are. Okay. The title of this week's blog is Goals versus Resolutions, Which Are Better and Why, and Where Do Intentions Fit In?
God, that's heavy.
Is it heavy?
That's heavy.
It's heavy. Well, I tell you, and I feel bad because I've been beating the resolution thing to a pulp in on the podcast.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about it again, but this is the time of year to be talking about it. If you're going to talk about it, you're going to do it right now. You're not going to talk about resolutions in June. It's not a thing. It's a thing in January. All right.
Yep.
January 6th, 2023, the 90th official Friday Night Beer Block. That felt weird to say. 90th.
Sounds old.
It is old. It is 2023. Typing that in for this blog was the first time it felt real. Isn't it funny how each year we have to train ourselves to write the next year's date? And how many times do we accidentally write down the previous year? But eventually, we train ourselves to write out the correct year. Right? Unless you're writing 1976.
No.
You're trainable?
We're trainable.
You are. Right?
Yes.
Okay. There are a lot of things. Good. There are a lot of things we try to train ourselves to do at the beginning of a new year. We write out lists of resolutions about them. I'm going to quit drinking. I'm going to get more sleep. I'm going to call my mom more. I'm going to practice more self-care. Unfortunately, these things are not as easy as training yourself to write or type the new year. Resolutions are quick answers to what is this next year going to look like? And like most quick fixes, they don't usually hold. Yeah, duct tape doesn't work to hold this stuff together. Subheading, what you need is a goal. You need some goals, Mike.
Wait, I like projects and tasks.
Oh,
I don't like goals.
Projects and tasks.
Yes.
Is that a semantic thing? Is that the same thing as a goal?
I don't know.
No.
Not really. Goals are like a little grayer.
What?
There's a goal, and it's like, but you have no idea if you're going to achieve it or not. But
that's
a project,
not true.
Project, you know.
No.
I mean, it's like you're either going to complete it or
I think
you're not.
I think it's the same either way. Anyway.
All right. Keep going. Come on.
So what you need is a goal. Whether that is for your career, your love life, or your health, setting goals isn't an either or an all or nothing. It is a destination that you travel to in your own time. Setting the goal of drinking less, hey, that's me, in 2023 is much superior to the resolution that I'm going to quit drinking. Funny, we were just talking about that. You know, the first slip up of a resolution has you falling off the wagon pretty much indefinitely. But with the goal of drinking less, if you slip up, you can get back into check and move on with your goal. Goals require a plan whereas resolutions do not. Resolutions are statements. There is no real thought behind it. I'm going to lose weight this year. That's your resolution, right? There's no plan, there's no parameters, there's no time frame, nothing. But setting the goal to lose 10 pounds by May is specific, measurable, actionable, achievable, and timely. It has all of the elements of a SMART goal. Then you create a plan to cut then you create a plan to cut alcohol in half. You reduce your bad carbs and you do 30 minutes of either aerobic or resistance training 3 to 5 days a week. It's a real plan that will more than likely get you there if you stick to it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Subheading. Goals are an investment in yourself. Anything that you put into play via a plan, aka time, is pure investment in yourself. Very rarely do we really sit down to invest time in ourselves. We just want, and we want it right now. But like all solid investments, like your 401k, growth takes time. And when it grows, you are so proud of yourself for being patient and working the plan to make this thing happen. You get it?
Yeah.
Setting goals for yourself, whether that be professionally, health-wise, or any other type of goal, is just like that 401k. Time invested in yourself that will grow slow at first, but eventually to a point that you can be nothing but proud of what you have done. And depending on the goal, such as a health goal, it will bring you to a happier and longer life. Subheading. Resolutions are time sensitive and goals are not. Ponder, ponder, ponder. Have you ever heard of someone making resolutions in April? No. Me either. Resolutions are usually made in the week between Christmas and New Year to begin on January 1st. And when it doesn't happen, you have to wait a whole year to make new resolutions. Goals can be made, adjusted, and changed at any time. Did you have some extreme situation happen to keep you from reaching your goal by a certain time, such as an illness or an injury? Just adjust your time frame or reset the goal. Just because they don't happen exactly the way you planned doesn't mean that you have to give up on them.
You're making goals sound soft.
They are. They're malleable.
I don't know. I've always thought of them as like just a line, you know?
I think that's your personality. I think that's what that is. Subheading. But what about intentions? Setting intentions has become the big thing in the past few years. A lot of people who claim that they don't like setting real goals say that they are going to set intentions. Not to be confused with being intentional, and I'll explain that in a sec. Setting intentions, to me, is kind of halfway between a resolution and a goal. Resolutions really feel fleeting, but setting an intention goes a step further with basic planning or investigation. Your mind gets into it. Now, I set daily intentions every day to help me move me toward my goals. I set about my to-do list of items I intend to complete to help me move my needle. Now, if you are being intentional, you are doing just that. You are acting as if you are working towards goals. And you know if you're being intentional, truly intentional or not. Subheading. Don't set yourself up for failure. Resolutions fade quickly. Goals live on. Intentions can work for you. If you're serious about doing something different this year, invest in yourself and set some good, solid, achievable goals and set daily intentions to get you there. leave resolutions at January 1st or turn your resolutions into goals. That's an idea. Go out and make this year the best that you can. You have the power to do that for yourself. I challenge and cheer you. Okay, Mike, that's it.
Wow, that's heavy.
Was it?
For the first one of the year, I mean.
And you really think that was heavy?
I think there's a little marketing in there with the intentions thing, but I don't know.
No, not really. Because I've heard a ton of people, they're like, I'm not a goal setter. I like to set intentions. Yeah, I'm kind of like, okay, so that's goals light.
It's marketing. if you set a goal, there's actions that you have to do or take to get you to the goal. Intentions is just marketing for the same old stuff.
Well, like I said, I set intentions. I see intentions more as baby steps to get me to my goal. I have an intention to do this today. I have an intention to write my blog on Tuesday so that we can do this thing on Friday. That's my intention. Now, it may happen on Tuesday. It may happen on Wednesday. But I fulfill that intention to move me towards the goal of having it done by Friday. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I just think of it from a perspective of you got to basically change your actions to get you to your goals. Those are intentions.
Well, if you want any kind of change, you're going to have to change. You see that look of confusion on my face? That didn't make any sense. But it did. All at the same time. Yeah. So if you have resolutions, you just drop those off the side of the road or you change those into some goals and make some, you know, and then set your daily intentions to help you reach your goals. Do you have any goals for this year, Mike? I think I asked you in the last Friday Night Beer blog, but I don't remember what you said.
I got a couple.
Oh, that's right. I remember. Oh, yeah. Da-da-da-da-da. It was breaking news. You're gonna change things up.
Yeah. Yeah, that says a lot, doesn't it? That nails me down. That's a perfect resolution.
I'm going to change things up.
It's very gray.
That's very resolution-y. Yeah. So how was your Christmas? How was your New Year? And all that stuff.
I don't know. It's good.
Yeah?
Time off work. Yeah. I got too used to being off work, and I didn't want to go back to
work.
It's hard this year for some reason.
Yeah. My first day back, I was telling my mother today, I was like, I had blocked out everything work-wise for a week and a half, and I literally couldn't remember what I was working on in the couple weeks leading up to vacation. Seriously, could not. And it took a minute. And then I was behind a day because we had Monday off. So Tuesday became Monday, mm-hmm. Wednesday became Tuesday, and by Thursday, I was thinking it was Wednesday, and I was missing Thursday meetings.
Oh, my God. That makes my head hurt.
Well, I got a text from a producer, and she's like, you joining this call today? I was like, but it's only Wednesday. Oh, nope. It's Thursday. Mm-hmm. But, I had a great Christmas and New Year, and Just to let you know, this podcast hit 25,000 downloads on New Year's Day. So if you had been listening, if you listened to my last podcast of the year.
It was a goal, not a resolution.
It was a goal. The thing is, it's a goal that you have no control over.
Well,
sort of. Yeah. I mean, you do. I had control over it because I was able to work on the backside by working SEO and keywords and getting the podcast listened to by a broader audience. Therefore, your downloads increase. But you can't really say I'm going to have this number of downloads because you don't have control over people to download it. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. But anyway, that was a big goal of mine for the year. And on New Year's Day, I hit that mark. And I was pretty excited about that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Were you excited about that?
Yeah, I was proud of
you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. A lot of other things coming up, you know. Like I said, most of my website is up. You know what? We do it messy. We do it however we can. Whatever. Whatever works. I think it's pretty, it's a pretty nice looking site. 75% of it is. You'll see the other 25 when it's ready. And then I'm also working on building this course for midlife women, this 30-day midlife in motion course, because I see so many women out there that want to make a change that just don't know how to do it, don't know where to start. And so I've been working on putting this thing together probably the last 4 months or so. And it's coming down to the last moments to get all of my middle name tech done to make sure it's up so that people can access it. That's the hardest part. I have all the information. I just have to find a way to get it to people. Anyway, it'll be all good. So that's what's going on with me. And so that leads me to say, I'm really going to be hyping and trying to get the message out about this course this month, because it's going to go live at the end of the month. So if you get sick of me talking about it, grace, please. Because, you know, the second you don't say something about it, somebody else is listening and you didn't say it, and so they didn't hear it. So that's you know, so you got to cover all your bases. So just skip over that part if I start talking about it and you've already heard about it. But if you do want to get on the wait list so you can find out about it and get some information about the flash sale that's going to be, 48-hour flash sale that's going to happen when it releases, my course wait list page is up on my website. It's www.leslielmcshane.com/course-waitlist.com. So go there, get signed up to be on the wait list, and you'll get all the information.
It's a lot.
You're running, Mike. I can see you running to your computer right now.
Taking notes.
Yeah. I have that stuff memorized in my head. It's memorized. All right, everybody. We hope you have a great week, and that you are continue to move through on either your resolutions, your intentions, or your goals, right?
Whatever, or projects or tasks.
You know what? We're going to do I think we're going to do an extra Friday Night Beer blog next Friday.
Okay.
You good with that? What do you...
Do I have a choice?
No, you don't. But you do have a choice. What do you want to talk about next week? And I'll write about it.
Beer. No.
No, I'm not going to write about beer.
I don't know. Let me think about it.
Okay. All right. So everybody will be surprised, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to put some thought into that.
Yeah. Don't wait until...
You don't often ask me those kinds of questions.
Don't wait until Friday morning.
You don't give me that kind of power, you know?
I know, but you're going to wait until Friday morning. I know you are.
Hmm.
You need to come...
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. No, you got till Tuesday.
I like to see how you work under pressure.
Yeah, I'm already under pressure, dude. Don't push it. No, you have till Tuesday. If you don't come up with anything till Tuesday.
Yeah, all right.
And that's like, it's just a topic. You don't have to write it.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh. All right, everybody. We hope you have a great week. Don't forget to rate and review this show so that more people can hear me read my blog to Mike. Wouldn't that be nice? All right, everybody. See ya.